today in history, April 22nd, ooh, there was an atomic test.
My God.
Mm.
Could have been. Where was the atomic test?
I don't know. So, anyway.
My aunt grew up in kind of that region where they did all the testing, I think. Was it New Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was in a big event. So, Los like, Alamos. Your dad would take her down there. There'd be, like, a brown tape of people just watching a giant bomb go off. Mm-hmm. And turns out she got a, you know, a glioblastoma in her head and died, you know, in her later age.
Oh, well, I'm glad she got to see that before that happened.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, I got some nice experiences.
Yeah, begs the question, what really is the... No, I got nothing. It doesn't seem like a good idea.
This one was in Nevada.
In hindsight.
Well, yeah, it's 2020 unless you looked at an atomic test and then it's significantly diminished.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nevada, the first nuclear explosion shown on live network television.
Oh.
31 kiloton bomb was dropped from a B-50 super fortress.
Mm.
I'm sure that was exciting. Have you been to Los Alamos?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, that's you'd know. They make a big deal about it when you're there.
I'd imagine they would.
It's pretty cool, though. They've got a fantastic museum about the history of atomic weapons, and then quite a bit of it is dedicated to...
I thought you were going to say Dick Cheney there.
Dick Cheney, yeah. No, that's a separate museum, and it's not
They just have him in a cage down there.
Yeah, he just shoots you in the face with a shotgun.
He's basically in a holodeck. Mm-hmm. He's making hypothetical decisions.
Yep.
Constantly. Yep. For all eternity.
Yep. Just telling secrets to Scooter Libby.
Old Scoots.
Scooty.
Scoots Caboots.
Now, there's a lot in the museum about how it's a pretty bad idea.
No, to make, like...
To just nuke people and have nuclear weapons everywhere, because it turns out bad for you.
Yeah. I can imagine. Nuked. It's just like saying bomb on a plane. You don't want to do it.
Nope.
You just don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. In 64 was the New York World's Fair. This day in 1964.
Mm. Mm-hmm. 1964. Mm-hmm. So the Vietnam War was just about to get ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. That's all I got.
That's pretty
my
much
my dad was a 8th grader.
Ah.
So he'd have been 14.
So was mine.
Hmm?
Crazy.
Well, God damned.
Do we have the same dad?
I think we do.
We have the same first name. Probably the same dad.
What else? Oh, by the way, welcome to the Friday podcast. Not podcast. Jesus fucking Christ. The Friday packet with Stocky and Stout.
Yeah.
It is April 22nd.
Yep.
Abba Day.
2 days after Hitler's birthday.
2 days after Hitler's birthday. What else? The Columbine Massacre happened on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday was National Record Album Day.
It was?
Yep.
Oh, did you go out and...
No.
No?
No.
I know AJ did, and
yeah, AJ
people went out and
spent
splurged.
Every cent he had yesterday.
Like you do.
I did not. I unhooked my turntable.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I'm moving crap around in my house, and I only recognize the irony later. And then I didn't do anything about it.
Mm.
Yeah, you know.
That's tragic. I didn't listen to any... Well, I listened to Spotify yesterday.
That
but
counts.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I just don't.
100%.
If I was going to get nostalgic about music, I would go back to CDs and start, you know, reading liner notes out of a plastic jewel case.
Yeah.
I get records, but it's not my era.
They're fun, but whatever.
I guess I could go back to cassettes, but that's...
I tried.
Seems like pissing up a rope.
Yeah. Yeah. Not quite as much fun.
No.
My old cassettes are... I don't know if they've just been in the sun too long or if they're too dirty or if my old cassette player is too dirty, but you can barely hear the damn things anymore.
Hmm.
It's tragic. I just wanted to listen to Black Hole Sun, man. Is it that much to ask?
It is.
Apparently. And my mom wouldn't buy me the Back to the Future soundtrack, so I had to buy Chuck Berry's Greatest Hits to get Johnny B. Good.
Okay. What was the Back to the Future thing?
Well, Johnny B. Goode was on Back to the Future, and that's the song I needed.
But so she got you Chuck Berry instead?
Yeah, because it was like $4.99.
Oh, the Back to the Future was more expensive.
Yeah, it was like
I thought there was something explicit on the Back to the Future one.
She didn't care about that.
Does she know about Chuck Berry filming people in bathrooms and stuff?
I don't think she knew about the farting in people's mouths stuff that he liked to do. But
maybe it was consensual. I don't know.
I'm not one to judge.
No. Well, the bathroom thing didn't seem consensual. If you're going to film someone in a bathroom, it doesn't seem like you're on the up and up.
Yeah.
Heard a good joke about the Voyager spacecraft, you know, that's left the solar system. Should we, you know, send another spacecraft after it, you know, as an addendum to what's on the golden record?
Call it the asterisk.
Oh, by the way, this guy liked to watch people shit.
He's not as cool as we thought. Sorry about that.
Oh, by the way, we're not all like this. Just some of us. We're not saying it's bad. We're not saying it's good.
Yeah.
It's saying it happens.
We don't condone it. He's dead. It's fine.
It really is. Oh, what has happened in the city of Billings? One big thing is police officers having sex on public property with people who have stolen from the evidence locker.
Yeah. Turns out not supposed to do that.
Nope, not supposed to do it at all.
Was that on Seinfeld when George got caught having sex with the janitor lady on the desk late at night and he got chastised? Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
It is his desk.
Yeah, right? Who cares?
Yeah, so
yeah. Well,
they immediately released the lady's name, and I couldn't understand why they released hers right away. Is it because she's
already under investigation?
Yeah. She's already on the record or something.
And they'll immediately release the officers' names on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not sure why they holding out on that.
I don't know either. Maybe they had to do an internal investigation to make sure they got the right dudes.
Possibly.
Probably sure like a penis lineup of some sort.
Just like on Porky's. Sure it was.
Just like the usual suspects, only for penises.
One's got a limp. He's easy to pick out.
Kaiser Soze.
Oh, God. Oh, there's a lot of puns in there,
I'm sure.
Oh,
man. Kaiser Uncircumcised Day.
Are we going to start down that road?
Why not?
I can't think of a single reason.
Mm.
Oh, God. Nope, not going to do it.
Don't do it.
No.
One Big Sky Center is moving forward with their year-long investigation.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it an investigation.
That makes sense. That sounds more exciting.
It does.
It seems like there's a little bit of intrigue and mystery there.
Right. There's a lot of people who spoke in favor of it.
Yeah.
And a few that were opposed to it.
I think the ratio of letters received by council and mayor was like 86% positive.
Mm-hmm.
And Yakovich, he voted in favor.
He did. Cromley did not.
No, he did not. I'm a little bit surprised about that. I think Cromley probably isn't familiar with the amount of low-income housing that's part of the study, too. But, you know, it's all also just a study still.
Right. And that's kind of my initial drawback, because there's that very distinct line where it stops right at the railroad tracks and moves north and northwest, and that doesn't do much of anything for the Southwest Corridor in general.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But, you know, I want to see it move forward. I want to see what's going to happen.
One would think that it would spread, and they would also see in their investigation that there's some opportunity down here.
I think
on this side.
Oh, yeah. What else did they discuss at that meeting?
That's about it.
There was Boy Scouts at the beginning. I know that.
Yeah, they were cute.
Yeah.
They were nice kids. It's always fun to see those guys show up, learn about how boring city government is. It's important to get that early.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they're never interested in it.
No, that's what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. We're all five of the listeners, we're going to get them more educated on...
Five? Is there something you're not telling me?
No.
I took a screenshot when I was streaming. When I got home, I had to get home and let Ace out.
Oh, yeah. That's Connie Wardell.
There she is. I send that to my boss on Sunday afternoons just in case she's having a relaxing weekend. Put that to an immediate stop.
She's got a lot to say.
She does.
And sometimes you can kind of track where she's going, and sometimes,
yeah,
off into the weeds we go.
Yeah, sometimes she has a hell of a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she has an okay point that she just pounds into your face.
Oh, yeah.
For 24 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's just...
They give you 3 minutes or 1 minute if they're, you know, discussing, depending on where the conversation is in the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And she can go on for quite a while. She's got something to say, and she's going to get it all out.
Yeah.
In one standing.
Couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Often.
Yeah, and she's one of probably three that show up on a regular basis to these meetings.
Yep.
Which I think needs to change.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't have anything to say about the issues at hand, if you just want to go up for 3 minutes at the end and just rant about something.
Sure.
You know, anything you're, you know, interested in or wish the city would talk about or, you know, expound upon. You have to wait till 11:15 at night usually, but if you can stay awake, if you can make it.
You can set an alarm.
You can. You can fall asleep in there. You can show up whenever you want to. Yeah, honestly, you can just walk in there.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be at 5:30 or 6:30.
Does not. It's probably best if you're not.
No. You go home, have some dinner.
Watch the old Community 7 stream.
You can, yep, see what's going on.
Keep an eye on the progress.
Mm-hmm.
And head down there.
And then, yeah.
It's a good way to do it. We actually used to do that at the office when we'd have to present or just be there for questions or something. You just sit at the office and get some old brew pub takeout or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the stream and show up when you're needed.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of organizations that are going to do viewing parties. I think Forward Montana is one of them, and I forget the other one. But they're going to get a group of people together and just watch as a group.
That's a good deal.
I think it is.
We should get that big old inflatable movie screen that use at Pioneer Park.
That's a great idea.
Just do a council in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Council in the park.
Monday nights. Jesus. Where's my notepad?
That seems perfect.
Council in the park, and we can just have old council members down there and just get up and randomly scream into a microphone when they think they know something that's going on.
Just like McFadden did last Monday.
He spoke in favor.
I know. It was so cool.
It was so great. A JFK quote.
He's...
It's like, good to see you. Everybody was saying like, God, I thought you were dead.
It was great.
It was a weird conversation between the council and everybody. Like, I thought you flew to the moon or something.
It was like seeing a ghost.
Nope, still here.
And he ate that mic just like usual.
Oh,
just
man,
like,
he got in there.
Yeah.
He was tell you something, brother. What you gonna do when Ribbit Tripping Fat and runs all over you?
It was good to see him, though. And he was very much in support of it. I think he's a crusty old fella, but...
Well, at least you can hear him when he talks into the microphone. It's true. You're going to hear him.
Yep.
It's going to be a response, because... Mm-hmm. every time I go to those, I just want to take the microphone and just, you know, sort of slowly move it towards Gromley's mouth. It's like, here you go.
Yeah.
No kidding. Why does nobody say anything about that?
I don't have any idea.
Why doesn't just Yahweh go and just like push his head forward or something or move the mic towards him?
I wonder if there's a rule against that.
I'm going to send him an email this week. Like, just speak into the microphone. Project into the microphone.
Can't hear you, homie.
Can't hear you. I'm sure he had something to say about the One Big Sky Center, but I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, just dead silence on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else?
I like old Cromley.
He's a nice dude.
He is.
A whole bunch of infrastructure stuff going on in the city of Billings.
That's fun.
Yeah.
New water lines.
Yeah, water lines going in the Poet Streets.
Yeah.
That's the low bid is right around $600,000.
It's a pretty good deal.
Your money.
Taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening.
How does that benefit me? I pay those taxes.
Yeah, so I'm not getting any of that water.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm not pooping in that storm drain.
Poop in that storm drain up there, but I don't drink any of that water they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing. I believe they're doing sidewalks as well. They're doing a lot of sidewalks everywhere. So they're expanding Central. If you go to 32nd and head west, so they're finishing that expansion.
Okay.
All the way west to,
that's good.
I believe, the roundabout. Just to the west of that soccer field down there.
Multimodal type deal, kind of complete streets. Uh-huh. Like
Bike lanes.
Bike lane and sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'll be...
That's great.
A process. So
when the
construction season.
Yep.
The old joke in Billings. There's two seasons in Montana. Mm-hmm. You know, winter and road construction season.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so
that's
clever.
A doozy.
That is. That gets me every time.
It really does.
Oh,
there's nothing else in between. Just sadness and
despair.
Yeah, that's all there is.
That's a good one, though.
It is.
It's reliable.
Mm-hmm.
My sewer backed up again.
Oh, Jay's tampon problems again?
No, not this time. Stocky, I think I have a belly in my sewer pipe.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think I might be some digging.
Ooh, is it on the city end or your end?
My end.
Where does it go? Underneath your house?
Under the neighbor's house.
To the...
north.
North of you?
Mm-hmm.
Really goes up?
Well, I imagine it still goes downhill, which just means it's real deep by the time it gets to the alley, but we looked it up.
Just go... and then down the alley?
Yep.
Oofta.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to suck a big one.
Under the neighbor's house. And I'm sure the neighbors are tied right into it. And, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Apparently, that's probably an old clay pipe probably, too.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh, yeah. They pull back. You know, when they pull it back, it's got terracotta on the snake. And
yikes.
So we get to have...
You're going to shoot a camera down there and see what it is?
That. And apparently there's a couple of services in town that'll ram a new poly pipe into your old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's not shifted too much, that might be the option.
Yeah, that would be the greatest thing, because it's expensive as hell, but they shove it down there and the pipe expands and blows up basically the old sewer pipe.
Yeah.
And just replaces it. So it goes on the inside and expands.
Perfect.
Mm.
You know, that's nice. Good, too, because I had all this money.
Yeah. Well, what were you doing with it anyway?
I was just...
Were you going to buy a bike and enjoy it?
Starting to turn it, tear it up. Yeah, no. Wouldn't do that. Just get in the shower and start tearing it up.
Yep. It's the joys of home ownership, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The city administrator search is ongoing.
What's that? What's going to happen with that?
My understanding is Bruce wants to hire an assistant who just basically replaces him. So he'd be like a trainee. So Wyeth is the interim assistant city manager or something.
Sure.
And then there's Bruce, but Bruce is on, the high road to retirement.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily want to be there, but he also wants to have something in place. So I believe there's the committee to find a replacement again, since the search before got sidetracked by salary disputes. What's your take on that? Why did Doyton... It seemed like so much. He wanted a lot. From my perspective, do you think it was warranted that he wanted that much? Is that like par for the course for a city manager to ask for that salary? Because that's what was driving the city council away from it. Which seems, I don't know.
It seems okay to pay somebody in that position a handsome sum.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest city for hundreds of miles in any direction.
Right.
It seems like if you like him, wouldn't you get what you pay for? Hopefully, anyway. Yeah. If you want to attract a good quality person for that position, you probably have to offer him quite a bit of money to move here
and to take a
high stress job.
Because he's like the liaison. So Tina Volek. So he's going for Tina Volek's old position, and he's the liaison between all the city departments and the city council, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the mayor.
City council, and the mayor. And the city council talks to him, and then he goes back to city, heads and departments. He's just, he's got a lot of responsibility. He's like Spider-Man.
Basically.
With great responsibility, or great power comes responsibility. I have no idea what's going on. How does that go like that?
Let's see.
With great power comes great responsibility.
The lead, follow, get out of the way. I can't remember what it is. Shit. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
No.
With great power comes great responsibility.
There we go. With great Uncle Ben comes great Uncle Ben. Anyway.
Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So where did that, we should look that up, where that Great Falls guy went. Because he was the Great Falls city manager, correct? He went back to Great Falls, didn't he?
I think so.
Just farted out of my brain.
That's a nice feeling.
It is.
And how much more was he asking for?
You know, I don't know the specific... I know it was in six figures.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
I have no idea, dude. Construction worker who's about to go on his own, but seeing those big numbers scares me.
It does. It's a scary deal. But you know what? If you want somebody who knows how to do that type of shit, that's a big-ass job. Six figures. It's not like it's in the high six figures. It wasn't into the six figures. Yes,
I don't believe there were stock options with everything.
No. Let's pay the guy. If he's worth it, pay him what he's worth.
Yeah.
You get a good performance out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd love it if we could hire somebody who'd be really good at it for $34,000 a year, too, but...
Get what you pay for.
Yeah.
He didn't go to all that schooling and have all that responsibility to be paid, you know. What an, I don't know, a minimum wage person. Oh, geez, minimum wage person. No. Gets paid.
Yeah. And I can't, I'm not 100% sure this is right, but it seems like he was taking a pay cut to go to Billings.
Really? From Great Falls?
That's what I remember. I'm going to have to look. How much does the mayor of Laurel gets paid $1,000 a year more than the mayor of Billings?
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah. It seems really odd.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look it up.
But, you know, it's a basic rule of government spending. Why pay for something once when you could pay for something twice at twice the price, right?
It's true. It's a good point.
It's a contact reference.
It's a really good point. I love that show.
S.R. Haddon.
Yeah. I had listened to the audiobook. That took a really long time.
Did it?
Yeah.
Was it Carl Sagan reading?
No, I think it was, what's her name? It was in the movie.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I think she read most of it.
Oh, I would listen to that.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. I really got into Audible for a second, and then I just latched onto podcasts.
Oh, you can spend a lot of money on Audible.
Oh, yeah, and I did.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
And you can download audiobooks from the library.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You go in there and you say, I would like to have access to audiobooks, and they're like, okay, well, the way we prove this is you and blah, blah, blah is we mail this postcard to your house, and then you have to, when you get it, you have to bring it back into us to show that it was you.
Oh.
And then you're like, okay, sounds great. And then a year later, you're like,
I wonder if I could still do it. Oh, shit.
Can I try again? I think I'm on my third postcard. Yeah. Stupid. And you can,
that makes sense. I should do that. What the fuck am I doing?
It's ridiculous.
Because I loved reading, or... Not reading. Well, I've heard. Yeah, I think it counts as. No, it doesn't count as reading.
Come on.
I don't know. I can't go there
the whole time.
They are.
You're looking at something else. The words are getting into your brain.
Well, when I'm reading, anyways, I'm usually thinking of something else. It's really hard for me to focus unless I get onto a book that's my mind can glom onto. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
if it's, to the choir.
If it's if it's not, I'm just off into La La Land. I'll be reading it. My eyes will be moving, but I'm thinking of a pack of zebras. Mm-hmm. That are on fire running towards the volcano.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with anything that I'm reading, but that's how I read.
Reread that page like four times.
But the one that really got me was 1491, which was a Charles Mann book.
Hmm.
There was a lot of really complicated words to pronounce in that, and I could not get around it. So I had to get the audiobook. So I got the free trial from Audible, but I never really canceled it. And about $50 a month, it was...
Yeah.
It was crazy. So,
you probably have a whole bunch of credits, though.
I think I do.
Because they give you a credit a month. If you subscribe, they give you a credit a month. They don't like expire or anything.
Hmm.
So you probably have a year's worth of credits or something banked up.
Maybe. But I canceled that and glommed onto podcasts pretty hard.
Yeah, podcasts are awesome.
I think so.
Some of them.
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah.
Most, ones I pay attention to.
Jury's out on this one.
There are some out there that are kind of crazy.
Yeah, a little kooky.
Yeah.
I loved Skeptoid back in the day.
Skeptoid? What was Skeptoid?
It's Brian Dunning, and he's like a science guy, and he's like, he debunks like fantasy stuff. And
what's the one that Brian, is it Brian Ruins Movies?
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
I think it is. Nah, I don't remember.
I'll have to look it up. Nah, Brian Dunning is, He's like, this is why homeopathy is bullshit. And this is why cleanse diets are bullshit. And this is why the, I don't know, the snake man of Upper Michigan is bullshit.
He's like a Debbie Downer.
Yeah,
the Debbie Downer
basically
podcast.
Is just a party pooper. But I liked him because originally he's like, I got into doing this and doing these, studying up on these deals because I really wanted one of these things to be true.
Yeah.
Because he likes the idea. And it's kind of like Kyle and Dave. Like, Kyle really wants a Bigfoot to be around. But
I honestly still think there probably is one out there.
I got no problem with that at all.
You know,
it's just the people
north of Canada. That's a big, expansive place.
There's probably thousands of them there.
Yeah.
But every time anybody, like, I saw Bigfoot, it just is, it seems to be total bullshit.
Usually.
Yeah. So, and it's just kind of that sort of deal where you're just like, yeah, no, that's not, that doesn't work.
You think you could follow, like, a timber company that, you know, flies the helicopters into virgin wooded territory to, you know, chop down the big giant cedar trees, old growth cedar trees. And if anyone's going to see Bigfoot or a Yeti or... Yeah. Something it would be those guys.
Yeah, the shit you can't walk into.
Oh yeah,
They're
just on like a hill, and it's just a helicopter picking up a log that's worth more than your house and dropping it into a lake. And
this is just with a infrared camera, just looking for monkey men wandering around down there.
So I think there's a Bigfoot that still exists. What would be an outrageous one that you think is out there?
Well, I mean,
like aliens.
You know.
Do you think aliens have made their presence known? No?
We'd know.
No. I've been to the moon? You believe we've been to the moon?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why the hell would we fake that?
I have no idea.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
I don't believe in the Mothman.
The Mothman? No?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't think
you've not seen
Mothman.
The Richard Gere movie then?
No, I haven't.
Oh, hell, that'll
I've seen most
solidify
Richard Gere movies.
Your opinion.
He was an idol of mine. But
Richard Gere, really?
Yeah, they fall hard when they're that high.
What's your favorite Richard Gere officer and a gentleman?
You know, it's here's the thing about that movie. I stayed in the hotel room. Well, let's be honest, motel room.
Motel.
Where the sex scene was filmed.
Okay, what's the difference between a hotel and a motel? First off,
well, hotels tend to be more than 6 feet tall,
right?
And more than. You know, 12 feet wide.
Right.
Front to back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they...
usually in a horseshoe shape.
Yeah.
The parking's like right in the middle.
Your standard motel, it's...
A lot of wrought iron fencing.
Yeah. A couple of single wides duct taped together.
Mm-hmm.
End to end.
All right. So the sex scene where Richard Gere and...
What's her name? I cannot remember, and I should know this, because she was
she on Flashdance? Was she the lead on Flashdance?
Oh, God dang, she could be. See, I got my IMDb app on my phone for this exact person.
But what were you doing in the motel where the sex scene was being filmed?
What the hell do you think?
Just because of that?
No, I'm really? Just kidding. No, I was very young.
Little mojo?
No, we were...
So you're like Fat Bastard looking for Austin Powers mojo? Yeah, you're looking for Richard Gere's mojo?
There was a little bit of it in there, I'm pretty sure.
There's a little bit in all comforters and all motels across the United States, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I know from experience that is the case.
That's true.
Let's see. Officer and a gentleman. 1982. No, so
82.
It was filmed up by Port Townsend, Washington.
Okay.
That's where my brother went to wooden boat school. We've been over that.
Uh-huh.
It's all super boring.
Yep.
But.
Boats are boring.
Just got a hotel room. And, okay, here's your key. By the way, this movie, the sex scene was filmed in this motel room.
That's kind of weird.
Like far out, man.
And is there a plaque in there?
No, but there's a VHS copy of the movie you can watch. Which is a pretty good deal.
It is a good deal.
Deborah Winger.
Deborah Winger.
Yeah, there she is. She played.
So she was not the lead in Flashdance.
Paula.
Poundstone?
Pokrifke. Paula Pokrifke.
Yeah, it seems like a really good idea to write a, you know, a role for a woman to play and just to give her a name that's unpronounceable to
exactly
any
right.
person on earth.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, Richard Gere played Zach Mayo.
Zach Mayo. That's just easy. Zach Mayo.
That's my favorite kind of mayo. Yeah.
My mind went, what's Zach's name on Saved by the Bell?
Morris. Zach
there
Morris.
There we go.
That's the better Zach, I'd say.
Is it ever?
There's a really good show on Amazon Prime called Zach Morris's Trash, and it
dissects
episodes of
Saved by the Bell. Oh my God, I've missed out.
It talks about what a piece of shit he is.
No shit.
Getting his friends in trouble all the time and like using people and being racist.
Well, yeah, there's that.
It's pretty good.
But, you know, high school hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame him.
Making Screech have a party while his parents are out of town and breaking his mom's favorite Elvis statue.
No, that's true.
You just can't be doing that, Zach.
He's dumped Kelly Kapowski multiple times.
Oh, just broke her heart.
Yep.
Over and over. Just what a manipulator.
Yeah. Yep. Lisa Turtle, he fell in love with her for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every single one on that show.
Yep. Yep. Elizabeth Berkley, whoever she played.
Oh, it'll come to me.
No.
It's not there yet.
Let's hope.
It's not there yet.
Oh, God. What was her name?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to the scene where she gets hooked on, like, caffeine pills, I think it is.
Yep.
I'm so excited. I'm so scared. It's like, this is really hard hitting.
Studying for her test. Yeah. I can't go to sleep.
She's hooked on Ritalin or something.
But it all worked out for her in the end.
It sure did. She became a showgirl.
Yep. Everything's fine.
I wonder even what happened to her.
I don't know. I don't.
Where are they now? Where is Elizabeth Berkley now?
Sweet showgirl money.
Jesse Spano. There it is.
There it is. Oh man, I got a little. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's goosebumps.
Yeah, we'll call it goosebumps. That was Pavlovian response right there. You're Jesse Spano.
Spano.
Well, my 12-year-old heart gets all a flutter.
Oh man, it was. The highlight of my day, getting to go home from school and turn on, I believe it was TBS or TNT.
Yep.
If you got home early enough, you could watch Full House, and then you got Saved by the Bell. But then they moved Saved by the Bell to, like, really early in the morning, right around, like, 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that was horse shit.
It was horse shit. But you did Saturday morning shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
There are no Saturday morning cartoons anymore.
None?
It was, like, 3 years ago, the big three or, I guess, four, whatever networks. The last Saturday morning cartoon played. This is a while ago.
That's great. So what would have been? It would, oh, man.
There it is.
What would it have been? That's hard to say.
I don't know. I hadn't watched them forever, but I just...
So is it still Hanna-Barbera, like, or yeah. Looney Tunes or Merry Melodies?
I mean, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
But it was probably some horseshit, you know, serial-based.
Everything just became more strobe lighty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just progressed to a point...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure his kids were just gone.
Yeah, lots of Americanized anime kind of thing. And,
yep.
Yeah, real fast. And I don't know. You can still catch that stuff on PBS on Saturday mornings, but that doesn't really count. I just thought, you know, there should be cereal ads and Pizza Hut ads.
Yeah, even like Saturday morning wrestling. They would just have like
weird,
you know, where all the... B and C wrestlers would do like one match and it would just be horrible, but then they would do a recap of all the main stuff during the week.
God, that was the
best. Not allowed to watch that as a kid.
Weren't you?
No. I had to sneak it in.
Wow.
Yeah, it was on network. It was on antenna. It wasn't even on cable.
No, absolutely not. No,
no, it wasn't on cable.
Did you just have to stay the night at a friend's house to get that in?
Not usually. If I was in the basement and I was quiet enough.
You that's know, the key.
Yeah, Dad was usually up pretty early, but he was always upstairs, so he couldn't hear you.
Sneak it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to go hang out, you know, do the sleepover at the pal's house Friday night, and then a couple of my buddies had those, like, they seemed huge at the time, but they're probably like 6 or 7 inch high action figures of the wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. Did you have the plush ones, like the foam ones?
No.
The wrestling buddy ones?
We had the hard plastic ones. You could take a tooth out with.
Yep.
But yeah, and then we just get those fuckers out and watch that. Oh, it was so good. Because they had the animated WWF stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then in the bumpers before the commercial, they'd have like just a 10-second little spot with the real guys doing something interesting. And I remember Andre the Giant sitting on a bulldozer at one point. That was, was fantastic.
You're telling yourself the bulldozer should be sitting on him.
Mm-hmm. I bet he could lift that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. He is a bulldozer.
Yep. He's got a new documentary out on HBO. Have you seen that yet?
Oh, God. I love that man.
Yeah. He's just like a really cool dude.
What's the, What's that Billy Crystal movie?
Princess Bride?
Well, yes.
Oh, that one? Or
the My Giant or whatever it was called?
That's not Andre the Giant. That's a different dude.
No, but it's based on his friendship with Andre the Giant from filming Princess Bride.
Oh, well, goddamn.
Yeah.
He was the wrestler that dressed up in like a monkey suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's... you should look up this. It was a full body like pantyhose that he wore.
Okay,
it was horrible. I forget his name, but I was like, this guy is totally badass. Oh, and looking back on it, you're like, no, that probably wasn't really badass.
Well,
but at the time, it seemed like really badass.
It's fine
if you Google man who wears a pantyhose. That looks like, I don't know, Chewbacca.
Oh, God.
Why? I forget his name.
I'm going to have to look that one up. But here's Andre the Giant on a three-wheeler, and that's pretty good, too.
Oh, you got to love that.
Mm-hmm.
His head is just bigger than the guy that's beside him.
Yeah, it's amazing. When the dude is, I can't remember any of their names on the Princess Bride, but when he's fighting Andre the Giant, and he's like on his back, trying to choke him out, and his head is next to Andre the Giant's head, and it's like three times the size.
The Dread Pirate Roberts?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, farm boy. Wesley. Yeah.
Well, it's spring. Spring is sprung in Billings. Yep, it's the grass fucking is warm as shit.
Oh, my God. I got a sunburn today. I was out doing that 5K this morning.
Ooh, purple 5K.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Did you run it?
No, absolutely not.
Did Tosh run it?
No, we all were working.
Oh.
But check this out.
Check it.
So, get there at 6. Got to put up all the barricades. Got to try
paint
to keep
the arrows on the street.
Yeah. Yeah, we did some.
You just
of
start
that
at the same
Friday.
Place up top there.
Yep. Grandview Park.
There we go.
It's fantastic.
Up by MSUB.
Yep. All
or proceeds M-Sub?
Go. Yep. Well, yeah, Eastern.
Eastern. Actually, Eastern Montana School. College. So Yellow Jackets. Have they always been the Yellow Jackets?
Normal school. I have no idea.
What was MSU or Eastern Montana College? I believe they were Yellow Jackets.
The MC Yellow Jackets.
Because I remember doing a Bays Bees.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a basketball camp.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Probably. I mean, if you've been to Billings.
Yeah, I think that was Bees. It was B related.
Yellow Jackets.
It might have been the Eastern Montana College B movie.
There. Yes. You know? Jerry Seinfeld.
As far as I know.
It was the EMC Jerry Seinfelds, I think. We got there at 6, drug barricades around and set out signs to keep all the citizens safe. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. quite a few people?
Over 500.
That's
I don't
fair
know
amount.
The final count. Yeah, it's pretty good. And that all those proceeds go to pay for our addictions counselor fella. Who works downtown, Josiah
right.
Hugs.
Okay.
We'll have him on for sure. He's a badass dude.
Is there only one of those resource officers now?
No, there's two still.
Is there still?
Yep. Matt Frank and Tony Nichols. They're still kicking ass. They actually led the race on their bikes.
Nice.
Yep. And Josiah Hugs helped us set everything up too. He earns his keep. He shows up. He is there at 6. He's there before 6, actually.
Nice.
The first person there, obviously, was Joel because he heard about it. So
of
he's probably
he
there at 3:20.
Yep.
But
he's probably already, had breakfast at the old stockyard.
Yeah, dinner probably before he got there. But
yep. Or supper, as they call it.
Yeah, supper. Yes, he sups. He does not dine. got out my fitness app when I was done taking everything down.
Right.
Did 3.2 miles. So I did the 5K plus.
My God.
Yeah.
You got all your steps in.
Man,
you're earning your gin today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, am I ever.
I like it.
And it is not easy to earn this quality of gin.
There's nothing wrong with gin. I mean, even straight gin's fine.
I'm with you. No, you're not going to talk me out of it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. It's not... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the weather changing.
It might be. It's a summery drink.
It really is.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a beer until I was done, even. I got 3.2 miles, man. I did 5K plus while raising money to help people with addictions. Well, yeah, most of it.
Yeah, where do all the proceeds go?
It goes to Spare Change for Real Change, and that pays for Josiah's salary.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That program, was it created in conjunction with you in Avista, or your department in Avista?
Yep. The year before I started, Lisa Harmon created Spare Change for Real Change, and it was just to put out old parking meters to take change, and then we gathered it all up and granted it to here and there.
Nice.
Whatever. Yeah, it worked well. You know, like community development got a little bit, housing authority got some, rescue mission we granted to, HUB, women and families, et cetera, et cetera, St. Vincent de Paul and all that kind of stuff. We bought St. Vincent de Paul some like washers and dryers for their clients to use to clean up their clothes because, you know, there's not much opportunity to clean up your clothes when you're homeless.
Right.
So that kind of stuff. But then once we got our licensed addictions counselors on board, then we needed to pay for their salaries. So that's where it goes to now.
Awesome.
It's a good use of money.
I think it is.
And yeah, it was a nice deal. But 3.2 miles doesn't count the driving. Those were walked miles.
Walked miles.
Because I drove that course like four times, maybe five. Mm-hmm. And it's 3 miles each time. So clearly it was very fair when it logged those.
Awesome.
So if anybody's listening to this, I don't see anybody, Sammy, but she's deaf. But if anybody else is listening,
yeah,
sign up for it next year.
You should.
It's a good deal. Free sunglasses.
Free sunglasses.
T-shirt.
Money goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all downhill.
Yeah. There's like a couple of flat spots. There's not even an uphill.
No, you can set a PR pretty quickly.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've run it before.
Yes, you have.
It's a good time.
It's a fantastic time.
Mm-hmm.
Free bananas at the end.
Free bananas.
Pepsi donates a whole bunch of sports drinks.
Yep.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, the Dimmich family.
The Dimmiches.
The Dimmiches. It's just awesome.
Sounds like when you stub your toe.
Dimmich.
No, Dimmich.
Perfect.
Yep. Well, you're coming into your busy season, so you got...
Yeah, Live After Five.
Live After Five. You got the women's run. Strawberry Fest. Pretty soon it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon I'm going to be a year older and none the wiser.
Yep.
That'll be great. Looking forward to
that. Sixpence none the richer.
Oh, kiss me.
wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It really is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, let's...
We got to
bury this turd.
47 minutes.
That's not bad. It's all B-roll.
It really is.
I had some laughs, killed some time.
We'll be back on Tuesday or Wednesday talking to some person.
Yeah.
About, it's Brenda Beckett, about stuff in the tiny house.
Perfect.
I had something else, but it's gone now.
Meh, must not have been very important.
I don't think so.
Let's go build a raised bed.
I've got three of them out there. Let's do that.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. See ya.
See ya.